Mr. Travelstead, item 22, request for public hearing, establish new regulations setting minimum distances between any net and fixed fishing device, directed by HB 2256, 2009, session of the General Assembly.
I'm going to have another public hearing.
Did you have some?
This matter comes to us as a result of an amendment to the law 28.2307 that says that nets have to be set at least 300 yards from any fixed fishing device. Of course, fixed device is a pound net, fight net, stage gill net. That was stricken from the books, and what was put in its place is the commission shall by regulation establish what that distance is. Well, this law was effective on July 1st. And so right now, technically, there's no required separation between a net and a fixed device. You could legally go set a gill net right next to a pound net right now and be legal. That's dangerous. That's confusion and chaos about to happen. So,
fortunately, nobody knows.
Right. Yeah. At a minimum, we would ask that the commission today adopt an emergency regulation that reinstates the 300-yard separation. That distance has been a part of code at least since 1950. And the number of complaints about it that I've heard in 28 years have been extremely small. This is the first complaint. This legislation resulted as a result of a pound netter up in the Northern Neck who is concerned about a gill netter who consistently sets a stake net exactly 300 yards from his pound net, and he thinks it's affecting his fall harvest of spot, and he wants the commission to be able to set that distance. He would like a statewide distance that is larger than 300 yards. But if you set that distance more than 300 yards, you're going to make a lot of nets right now that are legally set at 300 yards illegal. So I don't think that's what you want to do. And I think the best we can do to accommodate the legislature, to possibly accommodate the needs of this pound netter, is to institute some type of process that would allow the commission to grant a variance to the 300-yard distance. So if a pound netter is aggrieved by the possible setting of a net within 300 yards, he can come to you and ask that in that case the distance be made larger than 300 yards. Never less, but larger than 300 yards.
You want him to come? Does he have to come to the commission, or can he come to the commissioner or designate? Or I think I'm trying to just keep down the number of hearings that we may have here, but y'all, we can do whatever y'all want to do.
We've written this for the commission rather than the commissioner.
I would go to the commission. He's got a problem.
They can appeal it to the committee.
It'd be his decision. Well, he can approve it, yeah. And then if he doesn't want to approve it for some reason or he's filed controversy, he can bring it to the commission. It'd be up to the commission.
He always has the right to bring it before the commission anyway, pursuant to the code. So, you know, maybe we could work out at staff level first before having to. I mean, if we've done other stuff like that before versus with these agendas. Can we write it that way?
Yeah.
All right, so what we need now is a vote on the emergency regulation first. Mr. Robbins?
Not to go out of turn, but...
Go ahead. I needed to stretch my neck this way.
I would offer a motion to approve the emergency measures proposed by staff as well as to advertise for public hearing for the August meeting.
Is there a second to the motion?
Aye.
Second by Mr. Holland.
You're not wrong. I second it.
Second by Mr. Lane. Even my hearing's getting bad now. It's like the stereo's gone. Motion made by Mr. Robbins, second by Mr. Lane, to adopt the emergency regulation and go to a public hearing. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Any other business to come before the commission? Mr. Travelstead. Motion made by Mr. Robbins to adjourn will be in adjournment. But we're 10.
You two need to hear me. I don't have the signal to keep you both on. I can't hear anything.